Monday, June 14th. The day started with some more follow-up on the New York Times story, which was discussed at the staff meeting, and then when the president called me in, he raised the point, too. He says there's cause in this for everyone here to be concerned, especially regarding foreign policy, as to staff leakage, etc. The president's especially concerned about Henry's staff and the problem of Henry talking to Brookings and all that sort of thing. He asked me to talk to Haig about the whole deal. He doesn't agree with the staff that we ought to lay low on it. He thinks we should get the story out on Gelbert Brookings, who is the suspected villain. He wants me to get Houston and Buchanan to put the facts together and have Lasky write it, charging Brookings and getting them involved. Or better yet, to have a senator make a speech charging the whole thing, not Dole, Goldwater, or Thurman, but some other senator, and to smoke Brookings out using names and demand that charges be brought against him. He also wanted me to talk to Haig about the staff situation, particularly with concern to the president's papers and how we're taking care of them. Also, he feels we've got to be tougher with our relations with the Times, that we should really cut them off now without doing anything, obviously, but their clear disloyalty is ample cause at this point. We did some schedule shifting as he decided not to go to the Dreyfus Island in Maine after all, but rather to Florida this weekend, which is a pretty good move. He's still maneuvering to figure out how to stay out of Helene Drown's clutches. I had a meeting with Mitchell this morning on the Rogers situation and told him the president wanted him to talk with Rogers first about the concerns he has on the Middle East and then to report to the president after he gets Rogers' reaction. Mitchell wanted me to call Rogers and set up the meeting, which I tried to do, but he wasn't in. And then the president told me later in the day not to bother Rogers now because he has a press conference tomorrow and rather to hit him on it after the press conference. So I'll do that tomorrow. President hit out at the EOB late this evening and on into the night, had dinner over there and all, driven out of his own house by Helene Drown once more. End of June 14th.